This is episode number 2302 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, September 27th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
They're not Bratajowski just yet.
Bratajowski?
But, you know, stay tuned. Brad Pitt and, what are you doing, Brad? Emily Ratajkowski have been out a few times together, but sources say the duo are not officially dating.
Well, you don't have to be officially dating to be tapping that. I'm saying he's tapping that.
Well, good chance.
Yep, good chance.
Online speculation that Brad and Emily, so it's like,
Bratajkowski.
Bratajkowski, I know. Yeah.
We didn't come up with that one. Brimley's kind of weak.
It is. Bratajkowski.
Bratajkowski works.
Okay. Is better.
All right.
So anyway, Emily filed for divorce from her estranged husband, Sebastian Bear McLeod, earlier this month.
Okay.
And supposedly they've been secretly dating.
Well, okay. So, all right. So
now,
what?
A Hollywood insider says, Brad is not dating anybody.
Oh, no, of course not. Yeah,
they've been seen a couple of times together.
Yeah, yeah.
And the source notes that Brad has also been seen with other people
in
recent months. There's and that he's not dating anyone in particular.
Not dating anyone. No.
Which means he's just, you know.
He's just hitting that. He's hitting that. That's what I'm saying. I said tapping before,
The insider.
I could have said nailing, but I didn't say nailing.
I can only apologize for you.
No, you can't.
However, the insider cryptically adds, stay tuned.
Stay tuned, right?
That's what the insider cryptically said. Cryptically.
That's the deal. That's the deal with these guys.
So a source claimed in late August that he asked her out, and she said yes. She's always thought that Brad was cute.
Well, why wouldn't she? I think Brad is cute.
We all think
Brad is cute. It's not a big deal.
The way she saw it, what does she have to lose?
Most people want to hit that. When I say hitting that, I was talking about her hitting that. No, well, I was going the other way.
I'd hit him.
Well, of course you would. Most people would.
It's unclear when the meetings between, and probably her, she's cute. It's unclear when the meetings between Brad, who is 58, and Emily, who's 31, went down.
All right, so he's old enough to be her, like, dad. I get it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
He's almost 30 years.
Are any of his kids 30? No, I don't think so. He started late
Not
in life.
Far off.
Yeah.
But 31 to 58.
You know what? When you're 58 and you're Brad Pitt and you've got this thing hanging over you about divorcing and stuff.
Yeah.
And you've got money issues with regards to your divorces and stuff. Do you really need to get married again? I mean, come on.
I don't think he has money issues. He's got issues with money. But he
don't
have. But he don't have money issues.
No. All right. But he has issues with money. And that happens. Sadly, I'd love to have those issues. Anyway. All right. Well,
so
good
there
for
go.
Bratajkowski. We're going to keep our eye on that
Bratajkowski.
One, kids. Mm-hmm.
Bette Midler just revealed we've been quoting Hocus Pocus incorrectly for nearly 30 years.
Oh, we have not.
In honor
have
of Hocus
we?
Pocus 2's upcoming premiere this Friday on Disney, which I'll be watching.
Yep.
Disney Plus, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Bette Midler looked back on one of her more famous lines. Hello, sailors. She wrote on Instagram last week, referencing her greeting during her iconic I Put a Spell on You performance.
Yeah.
My name is Winifred. What's yours?
You do that pretty good, actually. So she, what doesn't she say? What part is wrong?
Well, and...
Because that sounds right. Or does
it? Until I saw this, I too always thought it was Hello Salem.
Oh, Hello Salem, not Hello Sailors.
Uh-huh.
So she says it's Sailors, it's not Salem.
Yeah.
I think we have to go back and we have to check. Why would she say Sailors? I mean, were there sailors in costume at the... Because I remember the scene.
Yeah,
they walk into this ball. They put a spell on these people. They dance until they die, you know, whatever.
Dance until you die. Yes.
You make a really good witch. I mean that with all compliment.
Yes, all due respect. Blah, blah, blah.
You know, I do happen to know that Hocus Pocus is one of your favorite movies. So
it
yeah.
is.
Yeah. But she said sailors. She says, hello, sailors.
I never knew that. And I don't even know why she would say sailors.
Why would she say sailors? That's the thing.
It's a freeform official
ABC's
lyric video for the
little cable outlet.
Yeah. So it has the I Put a Spell on You quotes. It quotes Winifred as saying, hello, Salem.
Aha. Even they got it wrong.
Sailors, yeah.
Even Disney got it wrong. That's funny. I love that.
I wouldn't say Disney got it
wrong. Well, Freeform is Disney. I mean, it's the same thing. They own all of that.
It sounds like, and I'm going to be paying very close attention.
I wonder if they're going to sing that song again.
I would not surprise me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because they come back to Salem 29 years later. I know too much about the sequel.
Well, of course they come back to Salem. Where else are they going to go?
And now the high school kids are... girls.
Uh-huh.
I don't believe there's a meet cute boy girl thing. I think it's all girlfriends that are just friends in school. They light the black candle, the black flame candle. Ooh, and they what? They
hilarity ensues.
They release the Sanderson sisters back into the world for them to wreak havoc and amok.
But see, they blew up.
Well, did they? See, their spirits blew up. I don't know. Yeah, anyway.
They're going to have to explain it to
It'll
me.
Get explained.
It better be good, because I'm not a big one
All
on
right,
sequels.
We're going to report back here on Monday.
Yes.
About Hocus Pocus 2, because I know you'll be there. Actually,
naturally.
We can probably do it Friday morning, if you want to stay up Thursday night. Pretty sure it's coming out at midnight on Thursday night.
It's a possibility.
All right.
I'll think about it. I'll think on it.
With our apologies to Winifred, and what were the other witches' names? Winifred.
We don't apologize to them.
No, we can apologize to them.
No.
With our apologies to the Sanderson sisters, got it right and we got it wrong, as well as Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow, and...
that's all the news you care us about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.